The comments heard on The View from a Pew are those of Mac McCoy and are not necessarily the opinions of his guests, his producer Garth, any one particular denomination or religion, the church lady, Mr. Lemke, Pastor Craig, or anyone else of sound mind and body. Now, here is today's The View from a Pew, heard all around the world on YouTube. Just search for The View from a Pew. I'm calling the angels down. I'm storming the gates of hell. Tell the devil he don't own my soul. I'm taking back what the enemy stole. I'm raising the battle cry. What the enemy stole.
Of course, that is a young man by the name of Thurin Wells. He's a minister and he's also a musician. And a few months ago, God spoke to my heart about talking to people about what we need to take back that the enemy stole. And I just found this song by accident, and it is just such a great song to talk about what we're trying to do with this ministry, and that is simply talking about what the Satan has stolen from us and getting it back. And I think I would hope that that would fit kind of your ministry, because I think everything bad comes from Satan. You know, I don't believe if Satan had not had Eve fall in the garden that we'd not have any disease, we'd not have any unhappiness, we wouldn't break bones, we certainly wouldn't have divorces or death. It would have been the way God created the world. We'd live forever in happiness and glory with him. But Satan did walk in. Well, we'll learn someday why that happened. And we get a chance now to pray through Jesus and with guys like Larry and ministries like his No Shame Ministry, and rid ourselves of some of the evils, the what I like to call the sinful nature of man. If you've listened to me long enough, you know that one of my least favorite terms is free will. That term, free will, is not in the Bible as F-R-E-E-W-I-L-L. What's in the Bible is what we call sinful nature. And everything that we do that is not of God comes from that sinful nature. And any way we can understand that better helps us to heal and helps us to be better parents, grandparents, husbands, wives, friends, ministers, whatever that takes. My guest today is a gentleman by the name of Larry Dirksen. And Larry has a ministry called the No Shame Ministry. And I've got a bunch of questions, if it's okay with you, that I'd like to kind of go through. So when you send this recording on to somebody, they'll have a pretty good idea of what your ministry's about. So I did ask you in the beginning, what is No Shame Ministries? And you did a great job of kind of letting us know what that was in our first segment in this program. But I like what you say here, because one of my sinful natures was I abused alcohol. This is luckily long ago. But you say we will become the truly Christ-based AA of mental health. Well, for those of us who have fought that disease of alcoholism, we know what AA can and can't do for us. One of the things it doesn't do, it has a higher power, and we don't name him Jesus. Now, I always made people mad in the meetings because I say my higher power is Jesus. But you're kind of taking that same approach to helping people with mental illness.
Absolutely. We do know Jesus is the answer. Jesus is very practical. That's one thing I love in the Bible. Jesus often took care of the physical needs to reach the person to where they can take care. He could take care of the spiritual needs. So I think once we get to doing the practical things to become mentally, physically, spiritually, relationally healthy, then the Spirit of God is totally free to have his way with us. And then we see these changes in areas of mental health.
Yeah. Now, I don't want you to hear from this program today that you can't heal from mental illness without Jesus. I believe that. But that's not the message we're trying to send to you. Here are ways through his ministry, through Larry's ministry, that can begin to help you down that road, and all of a sudden you'll find yourself a follower of Jesus because he's healing us.
Right. One thing that I really struggled with when I was in the midst of my mental health battle is I went to a church training, and they said Jesus is enough. And that just about destroyed me.
Yeah.
Because I had a chemical imbalance, I had traumatic events, and my life was torment. I was in pain to live. I was afraid that maybe Jesus didn't know me, and if I died, I'd go to hell. So every day was torment.
Yep.
Jesus is enough, but if I'm on the ground having a heart attack, please don't tell me Jesus is enough. Do the practical things.
Yeah.
Get me healthy and then work on my soul. So I agree with you what you're saying. There is a lot of comfort that can be brought to people who struggle with mental health, but the ultimate healing is in Jesus Christ, both for in this life, but also for eternal life.
That's Larry Dirksen, Jr. He co-founded the ministry called No Shame Ministries. It's noshameministries.com or .org.
Yep.
Okay. A lot of information there. Now, you say that in November of 18, a friend of yours, his son, is that right?
My best friend's son?
Yeah. Who was... The son was 10 years old at the time. He took his own life by suicide.
Two different scenarios. First one was a gentleman by the name of Mark Jensen, the co-founder's husband. They had 10 kids. They were church members. Wow. They were a leader in the church. Had a home Bible study. He was an executive at his job. In a couple days, just went downhill quickly and took his own life one morning. 2 months after that, my son's best friend, at 21 years of age, took his own life by suicide. And it became very clear to me that that God wanted me to move in this area because I was also very close to making that decision myself.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you. Good for you that you recognize that. Because that's kind of how you help people, right? You help them recognize where they're at, and there's all these doors to help you get out of this.
No, absolutely. And I would tell anyone who's listening, if you're going through a season of pain, sometimes God allows us to go through these things so that we can learn, that we can grow through it, and that we can gain the resources, but then we can help other people. The power of talking to someone else who's been through it and to see that they've made it through it, and to hear that you're willing to walk beside them on this journey is powerful. So God wants to redeem your pain, your experience, as he uses you to help other people to become whole and draw him into a relationship with Jesus.
My guest today is Larry Dirksen, Jr. He is the co-founder of a ministry called NoShameMinistry.org. And we've been talking a little bit, hoping you listening goes, oh, that's what I need to do. Oh, that's what's going on with my spouse or my mother or my children. Oh, there is an answer. And there's a gentleman, I live in Omaha. That's where this radio show starts with or is founded from. But you could help people anywhere.
Absolutely.
Through computers, through telephone calls, through everything like that.
Yes, we have a basic model. And we would love to see people throughout the country develop their own No Shame Ministry type programs.
Okay.
The vision is to have a No Shame Ministry inside of every church. You know, pastors are bombarded with people who are struggling, mm-hmm. and they don't have the time to meet every individual need.
Right.
But imagine a pastor being able to say, you know what, Let me pray for you. And then let me introduce you to Mac. Mac is over our No Shame Ministries here at the church, and they can put you into community. They can bring you to resources, and they can assign you a mental health coach to walk you through the next 90 days.
And that's so important what you do right there, because knowing, getting to work with so many pastors and churches and stuff in my ministries, you're exactly right. Pastors cannot equip themselves to handle every issue that their flock may have. So they go through steps to help understand what your ministry is, and that it's safe, and it is Jesus-centered, and it's something they can refer their congregants to get help. So if you're a pastor and you recognize the mental health issues that every congregation has, you now have an outlet through Larry and NoShameMinistries.org to begin to address those things. What are some of the, I hate to ask this question, but I need to hear the answer. How do some pastors miss it? You go to them, you tell them what you do, you just got to hand them a card that says Larry, NoShameMinistries.org, and then their congregation hopefully begins to heal from this. Why don't they all do that?
I think it's a couple things. Part of it is fear. I think, you know, mental health is kind of a scary area, and there would seem to be quite a bit of liability in that area, and they're afraid of, you know, dabbling into something that they feel maybe therapists and psychiatrists are supposed to manage. And, you know, they play the utmost vital role in the healing process, but you need more than that. 1 hour a week is what a therapist has to impact somebody, and then they have the other 177 hours in the week that, you know, they're on their own.
Yeah.
And they need community. They need support to help them through those first few months of that journey until they get whole.
Do you have, like, AA meetings for mental illness? Do you have those gatherings?
Yes. Currently, we have 5 groups in Omaha, and our goal is to have 30 groups in Omaha.
Okay.
And then our goal will be to expand to other cities to where they have meetings numerous nights a week during the day to where people can go. And it's amazing when these people connect and hear someone else who has a similar story at 10 o'clock at night when they're stressed out, they have someone to talk to.
Yeah.
That makes all the difference in the world. They don't feel alone anymore, and they can be an encouragement to each other.
Does your model also follow that sponsorship track where you assign someone to walk with these people as they go through this?
It does. It's amazing. People often pair up on their own.
Okay.
Because people yeah. with similar issues, but yep. we also have that mental health coaching aspect where it believe it or not, for $57, we train up mental health coaches through the Light University and the American Association of Christian Counselors, where they're certified and they're trained to know what they do know and know what they don't know, meaning that they can help in the ways that they can. And then if there's things that are beyond their ability to help, then they can reach out to No Shame Leadership, and we can get people connected to the right resources.
Now, we did not talk about what I'm about to say, but I want to do that myself, because first of all, the cost of it is totally acceptable for anybody. It should be. Second of all, I want that training.
Great training.
I want to know how to help people that way. I do have a church that I belong to. It's called Water's Edge, and we are just an amazing church. And I know everybody thinks that about their church, but we're amazing in the way that we do what you just talk about. We find people who have been certified or experienced in an area, and then we allow them to work with the congregation. Maybe just a few up front, just to make sure everything's working all right. But eventually, that ministry becomes a part of that church, and all the pastor had to do was pray about it and know that NoShameMinistries.org is the real thing. And I know that's a challenge in our world, because pastors are very protective
right.
of their congregants. And why? Because as sheep, we want our shepherd to take care of us. We want to know that we're going to go to church and hear the messages that we need to hear, and that they all come from the Bible. So
I would say that the Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And we know that's a reference to Jesus. But here is truth. Barna did a study years ago and says people within the church are twice as likely not to seek professional mental health help than people who are outside the church. And the reason for that is we say a lot of things like, so if you're having a mental health distressful moment, are you praying? Are you sure you're really putting your faith in Jesus? You need to trust more. You need to pray more. And sometimes it's a chemical imbalance. Sometimes people have been through really traumatic stuff that they just need the guidance of a Christian who's been trained in therapy to help them walk through and process it through the Word of God. So the church statistically has been a very unhealthy place for mental health.
Yes, and it's not their fault.
It is not.
It is not their fault. And I know there are different pastors out there who believe and make Jesus the cornerstone, but interpretation of the scripture and religion all get in the way sometimes of Jesus being able to minister to somebody. And it sounds like through your organization that you've jumped that. You figured out where the church is coming from and how you can help them, how they can give you somebody that you then train, and if it works out in the church, now they've got that ministry, the No Shame ministry, in that church for people who are suffering from mental illness.
Right.
Anxiety or depression. Because I hate to tell you, that's all mental illness, but I know you know that, but a lot of people think, well, I'm just down all the time. No, I'm not mentally ill. I'm just down. Okay.
The beauty of it is it's not our group. It is the church's group.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to help is be a resource and help them establish their own peer-led, self-sustaining program. Because the percentages say 20% of people inside or outside of the church will have some kind of mental health distress in the course of a year.
20%?
20%.
Man, I'd make it 100%, but you know your figures.
But that's distress, and that meets a certain level of criteria. 5.6% have a serious mental illness that hinders them from functioning in the church, at home, or in the workplace. So if you have a church of 1,000 people, you have 200 people who need to be working on their mental health, and you have 56 who are struggling to function in life, and you put those people together, and they become a support system to one another. And those who've overcome it become your leaders. And you develop this self-sustaining system that really frees up pastors to be about evangelizing and spreading the gospel. But the other powerful thing is when the church becomes a place of healing in these areas, they're mental health missionaries. They are driving people into the church.
That is awesome. We're going to take our last break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you some tough questions, and they will start out with what qualifies you to be in this area. I think that's important that people know your passion as well as your ministry, your walk with Christ. You and I were talking a little bit ago when the mics were off about we're not religious, and a lot of people don't understand that. But we love Jesus and we walk with him, but I'm just not interested in how man tries to influence people with things that aren't really biblical, but they're church. They're this denomination or that denomination. But I want to hear more about what qualifies you in this area. His name is Larry Dirksen Jr. He is the co-founder of NoShameMinistries.org. And when we come back in our next segment, we're going to talk about why Larry is qualified to work in this area. But what I'm really trying to help you realize is so could you. That's what I'm really, I'm whispering now. That's what I really want. I want you to realize that you can be that person in your church that begins to help people. I'm Mac McCoy. If I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. I love my job. Couldn't do it without you. I want to thank DivineTruthChristian.com for our worldwide sponsorship. And by the way, if you come back for this next segment and I'm not here, look for Jesus, because I'll be with him.